roughly 39 years to the day.
When Parabon Nanolabs used that sample to create 3D models of the suspected killer's face.
It's heartbreaking. We miss her, and we're going to find her. We're going to keep looking until we do.
It's like a never-ending nightmare. It doesn't end. It keeps returning and coming back.
We're going to do something, maybe extend that a little bit longer because it cuts off really quick. That's something we're going to work on. So we'll give it a few minutes here, or maybe a minute and a half. We've got two viewers. Usually, typically it's like 30 people will be watching at a time. We did have a case recently that's like 100 people tuned in. So I'm actually going to bring that up as to why your brother's case isn't getting that much exposure. All right, I guess I'll get started. See, look, no one's tuning in. What's going on? Oh, here we go. We're starting to get some more people. So tonight we're joined by Dakota Appleby. He is the brother of missing person Cole Ari from Bangor, Maine. He went missing January 25th, 2017 from Brewer, I guess, allegedly. Dakota, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So if you wouldn't mind talking about Cole and, you know, who he was or who he is and growing up, what he was like.
He liked to keep himself a lot. He very much liked his online world. Growing up, we weren't always too close growing up, you know, big age difference. But I always looked up to him. He always seemed.
What
to
is the age him. Difference between you two?
I think it's 4 or 6 years. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, I think it's 4 or 5 years that he's older than me.
Oh, okay. Look at you guys. You guys both had beards, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, fortunately, his looks a lot better than mine.
Now, how many siblings does he have?
There's 4 of us in total. There's Colin, he's the oldest, and then there was Arunda, and then Adrian, and then myself being the youngest.
Okay. Now, Cole went to school for art, right?
Yeah, he was very much into more of like fashion than like actual like art. He really liked to design clothes and make clothes, and he really wanted to make a career out of that,
which is probably hard to do in Bangor, Maine.
Yeah, a little bit.
He did study in New York City.
Yeah, he did. He was down there for quite a while, a few years at least.
Does he still have ties to that area?
Last I knew, he still kept in contact with at least a couple of the friends he had down there.
All right, so if you could...
But I know that since he's gone missing, I know like they've tried to contact those friends, but they haven't been in contact with him.
So let's talk about Cole. When he was last seen, allegedly he was dropped off at the Brewer Civic Center. Is that correct?
That's one of the stories that has come out, yeah.
And that was by his stepdad, David Appleby.
Right.
What has your father said about that, dropping him off and all that? Because you just said it's one of the stories. So has he said multiple stories?
Yeah, I've been told at least 2 of them that he's told the police. There was one that he dropped him with all of his stuff at the Brewer Auditorium. And then there was another one that he dropped him off at an apartment complex in Brewer with all of his stuff.
So like your dad thought he was moving out?
Yeah, I guess that's the story my dad brought forward.
Have you been to your dad's place to like go through Cole's things or anything that looked like he'd moved out? Were the things missing that you noticed?
No, I didn't go. My dad and I don't really get along. We haven't got along since shortly after my mom passed.
What year did your mom pass?
2013.
Now, I've read, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've read that some people suspect that your dad may be involved with her death as well. How did she pass away?
The official report is a suicide. Leading up to that, she had, I guess she had sleptwalked one night and fallen off of the porch and fractured the side of her skull and then gone back to bed. And then woke up later that morning to go to the bathroom and realized she was like covered in blood. And then she ended up going to the hospital for almost a week. And then they sent her back home.
So she supposedly fell?
Yeah, that's what the report is that she was sleepwalking to what technically was the front door, but we used it as like the back door. And she went out onto the porch and slipped on the ice and fell.
Now, do you believe that story yourself, or do you think that something else happened?
I don't believe that. I never knew my mom to sleepwalk or anything like that.
And this is about Cole, but how did, you know, if you don't mind, how did she pass?
It was, you said she passed by suicide, yeah.
But like, do you mind saying like how, like the method of suicide?
She hung herself.
I'm so sorry. You know, you and I talked about this previously, but like, you said you're 26 years old for a guy, 6-year-old guy, have to deal with, you know, losing a mother at such a young age. I mean, that was 10 years ago. So you're what, 16, I guess?
Yes.
I can't even imagine what you're going through. And now your brother's missing, and he's been missing for almost 7 years now. Patricia has a question. Is that Adrian? No, this is Dakota that's on with me. Yeah, Courtney corrected her. Oh, multiple people corrected her. Okay. So Adrian's your brother?
Yes, he's the middle of us three boys.
Okay, and how much older is he? So he would be maybe 28, 29?
Yeah, I think he's only a couple of years older than I am.
So to get back to Cole, what were some things you said he wanted to go to school to get into fashion design? What were some things that he was into as a child? Did he play any sports or anything like that? Or is he more, you had said, keep to himself maybe?
Yeah, he kept to himself. Games. He did a lot of like art projects, played online games. He really liked, you know, Wizards, Dragons, those type of games. Him and I actually really bonded over the Harry Potter series. Him and I really liked that.
I love Harry Potter. My daughter loves Harry Potter. Thanks for giving him a shout out. So the story is, so let's get to when he disappeared. Your dad had said that he dropped him off at the Brewer Auditorium, and I had read it was for a job interview. Is that what you had heard at all? That he had a job interview in the area?
No. I was told that he was dropping him off because someone was either going to come and pick him up or he was moving somewhere in the area. So he dropped him off with all his stuff.
So that was the first story. But your father didn't know who that person was picking him up, right? So then second story.
Yeah, I guess he just like dropped him with all of his stuff and then took off.
So the second story you heard from the police was that he actually dropped him off at where?
I don't remember the actual complex, but it was one of the apartment complexes in Brewer.
And did the police check that place out?
I believe they did, but I don't think anything came of it.
PJ says he really liked to read.
Yes, he did. He was always reading.
So you had said, I was going to try to talk to your Aunt Marie as well, because I understand she's the one that spoke to the police, like the spokesperson or the liaison to the police department, right, for the family?
Right, yeah. She's the one that actually filed the report.
So let's talk about that. So he January 25th timeframe, somewhere around that time, he makes his last message to a Facebook or a social media friend. Do you know what that message was and who that was to?
I don't. I just know that it was, I believe it was one of his friends from New York, but I'm not 100%.
Oh, Courtney's got you back. She's right here. Says, have you made contact with that prior coworker he last spoke in New York?
No, I have not.
So I know that you're, like I said, your aunt's more involved with like the police department side of things. Do you know if she has access to his case file? Because if he's not considered a suspicious disappearance, he's just a 33-year-old now man that decided to leave on his own accord. So it wouldn't be a necessary investigation. It should be public knowledge as to what they have in the case file. Do you know if that's been released to her or anything?
I don't believe she has the actual file. I think that's what she's trying to get a hold of right now.
And Lori Jane Grant, this is the question I knew people were going to ask. Why did it take so long to report him missing?
Well, because he wasn't really big into always keeping in contact with us, the family and everything. He kept to himself a lot, did his own thing. But he would reach out every now and again. He liked to travel and be with his friends and do his own thing. And then we all kind of got together and we were like, yeah, you know, we actually really haven't heard from him in a while. My aunt got a hold of my Aunt Marie, got a hold of me. She was like, hey, you know, should we report him missing? And I was like, you know, it has been a while. Maybe we should wait a little bit longer just in case. And then I was talking with my grandmother a few days later and she started having like a really bad mental breakdown about him being missing. So I called her back and had her file the report.
Now, is that your mom's mother?
Yeah.
What does your father's, are your father's parents still alive by chance?
No, they're both gone.
They both passed. Okay. Does he have any siblings, your dad?
He's got one sister that's still around, and then I think it's two half brothers.
Have you guys talked to them about everything and your suspicions?
No, because they're kind of all looped into it a little bit.
What do you mean?
So shortly after my mom passed, our house burned down. And in the report, so it's my dad's half brother, which would be my Uncle Alan. In the report, that it was suggested that one of his kids was either driving out there with dad or had driven him out there to set fire to the house, because it wasn't his vehicle, my dad's vehicle that they had saw, that the neighbors had seen. So I really haven't talked to that side of the family a whole lot. They're all pretty supportive of my dad, so I don't really talk to them a lot.
Gotcha. Now, we should say that he was charged with arson. I'm not sure if, did he get convicted of it, do you know?
I'm not 100% certain. I'm pretty sure that's what the article had said when he had his court date. This past January, he had his court date.
PJ says, and I think this is the question about if your aunt has access to his file, the PD. As far as I know, she does not.
Yeah, I think that's, last time I talked to her, I think that was one of the one things that she was trying to get a hold of.
I don't get sidetracked with these questions, but I had was on this. Listen, let me go back to this other slide. So this is from a few years ago, but this is Bucksport Police Department. So that kind of confused me because he lived in Bangor, right? But got dropped off in Brewer. But why is Bucksport Police Department charged the case?
Well, because when he was living with my dad, they were right on like the Bucksport to Orrington Town line. But my aunt lived in Bangor, and that's where she had called from to file the report. So I think okay. That's why they just put Bangor, but they also put Bucksport because that's where we all lived.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that clears that up for me. Jackie Fulton says yes. Sure what she's talking, what question she was answering yes to, but we should say, have you talked to Jackie Fulton?
I have not yet. I do have to set up a time with her.
So you know who she is. She's the yes. investigative reporter.
Yeah, I just haven't set up a time with her yet.
And she actually, is she the one that's running the missing calling colon Airy page?
I think. I'm not 100%.
I believe so, because I've talked to, because I'd reached out to that page first to try to cover the case. Oops, this is not the right page. This one. Okay. I don't know why these are all on here. I'm going to close my chat. All right. Actually, I'll read a little bit about her. And she and I had talked briefly just through Messenger. And we were supposed to hook up by, you know, calling each other at some point this week. But she says, I'm a journalist investigating the disappearance of Cole Airy. I'm also looking into the deaths of Christy Appleby. Who's Robin Davis and Kirk Davis?
Those are, so Robin, after my mom passed, my dad, I believe they were engaged at the time that she had passed. And then that is her father as well.
As well as various financial crimes and arsons. Do you have first-hand information about David Lawrence Appleby from 2013 to 2023? And then she has her phone number on here. She can make it so you remain anonymous, but this is your dad here, right? Can you see? Oh, am I on the wrong page still?
Yeah, I was saying, I still just see the...
Oh, I'm not sure why it's showing that page. I apologize. Let me try that again. You gotta love these live shows when you screw up. Yeah, that's what I wanted. I'm sorry. So this is your dad here?
Yes.
And then her name is Jackie Fulton. She does have her phone number in here, but I'll let you guys... If everyone watching could go ahead and like this page, and, you know, it's only 106 likes, 180 followers. I mean, Cole deserves a lot more than that. And that's a question I had for you as well, is... We have Alex Jackson that's missing from Maine right now. You know, he's I think he was 35 when he went missing, but that's all everyone's talking about right now. You know, he drives off in his white pickup with his trailer, goes missing, and no one knows where he is. Why do you think Cole's not getting that type of attention?
I really don't know. We've all been wondering the same thing. You really only see him just every time, you know, the missing persons page will get shared on Facebook. You don't really see it covered anywhere.
You know, myself included, like we've posted his picture several times over the years, but I just, in my head, I didn't really spend a lot of time researching his case, you know, because it was a year from the time he went missing till he was reported missing. So in my head, I thought he was a homeless person that, you know, the family kind of just lost track of and was trying to find, which doesn't make it any better on my, like, that sounds horrible on my end. I try to prioritize cases, but this case deserves prioritization. Like, he deserves to be found, and it just kills me that he's not getting the exposure he should. Callie Grant says, where is David right now? So you said your dad was in, I think you said California, Arizona?
I was told was Arizona, but my uncle was telling me that he might be in New Mexico. He was hearing that from, I guess, my brother Adrian. He had contacted him a while back.
All right. And then Jackie Fulton said, yeah, he was convicted of the arson. Journalist investigating this case. Sherry Lynn says, is Marie in this live? Well, she was invited to the live, but I'm not sure. She didn't join us, so I'm not sure where she... And Jackie says, yes, she is the one running that page. Patricia Gray says, thank you, Jackie. Do we know what crimes David has been involved with in Arizona?
As far as I know, nothing out of the, since he's been out there, hasn't happened.
Courtney asked, do you know Kirk's cause of death?
I'm not 100% on that. I was told he fell down the basement stairs, I guess, at his home. I guess my dad was in the home at the time.
So they died at separate times, Robin and David?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robin and Kirk. Jackie Fulton says, Robin Davis was David's fiance. Kirk Davis was Robin's father. Melanie Bray, Kirk and Robin passed as well. I just want to make sure I'm understanding that right. Yes, that's correct, Melanie. Kylie Atwood says, it's dumb how little has been done. Miss him dearly and just want to know.
I see she was a close cousin to the family. She grew up right next to all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I spoke to you off air here earlier that I don't know how you're doing it, man. Just the not knowing, right? That's what's struggling.
Yeah, that's what's eating at all of us, is just not knowing. You know, we all are coming around to accepting the idea that he may not still be with us, but, you know, until we definitively know. So it's killing us.
Did he ever, like, leave for long periods of time? I know you said you guys didn't necessarily contact each other every week or anything, but do you know if he, like, left date at any point for extended period of time at all?
I know he really did, you know, whenever he could. He'd like to go back down to New York to visit his friends. That was really where he wanted to be, and he liked being there.
Courtney says, curious about Kirk's cause of death and also if David knew the person who bought the last house he had. Do you know what that... Well, we said that Kirk fell down the stairs, allegedly, but David was in the house at the time, possibly. And then, do you know if your dad knew who the person who bought the last house he had?
I have no idea. I didn't even know he was planning on moving. I just got told through family members that he had moved out to Arizona. And then I guess PJ, they moved from Arizona to New Mexico.
PJ, thank you for reaching out to Marie for us. We both tried ourselves as well. This is the first time I've heard about... Whoops, I showed on there. Terry Staples says, this is the first time I've heard about Colin. Was there church parties, coordinated news media flyers, word of mouth? So yeah, what was the exposure? I know we're talking about not a lot of exposure, but when he first disappeared or first reported missing, I know the PD released a small press release about it. Did the family do thing, or did they talk to the news media at all?
No, we were, as far as I know, we were never contacted. I know they put, like locally in Bucksport, they did a little, they did some things in the paper there. But as far as that, no, it's just been kind of word of mouth and sharing his Facebook page around. My Aunt Marie knows more about as far as like what law enforcement is doing. She was the one that filed the report.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we need you guys to do tonight, is try to share his story, get his face out there, get as many people involved as possible. I think we got like 55 right now watching. So if those 55 people have 100 friends, that's 5,500 people that could potentially see it. If those 55 people share it with their 100 friends, that's 55,000. I don't hope my math is right. Jack says, Kirk allegedly fell down the basement stairs. I must be a little behind on these messages. Her car burned. Do you know what that's talking about?
That would have been Robin. Yeah, is her. That... Yeah, she was found dead in her car on one of the routes she could have taken to go to work.
Had she been involved in a motor vehicle accident, or the vehicles on the side of the road just burned?
As far as I know, there were no signs of accidents or trying to like swerve or stop. She was just, the car was there and she was in it.
Unreal. Kirk died about 6 months after Rob. Jackie says, this is your uncle, James?
Yes.
Us as his family just want to know what happened. We miss him so much. I'm the, oh yeah, he says, I'm the uncle. I didn't get that far ahead. He's actually the first person I spoke to. He pointed me to you and Marie. So thank you. Is it James Mike? Is that his name or is it Mike James? It's just...
yeah. we just always just call him on growing up.
Okay. Ari Swan, David was arrested by the U.S. Marshals Service in Arizona, but we can't find why. Ari, how long ago was that?
Honestly, yeah, I was not aware of that.
It's good to know. U.S. Marshals are involved, so that's kind of interesting. PG says, we all do miss and love him dearly. Just wish for answers. Absolutely. Sorry, I'm trying to keep up with these questions, but not lose the storyline either. Alan Cross, Coda, do you know if anyone has looked at the property in River Road he sold in 2020?
I'm not 100% sure. Last time I had talked to the fire marshal that dealt with the arson case, I had mentioned maybe looking around the property, but I'm not sure if they actually have gone out there and searched the property or not.
So Dakota, after we get off this call, if you can stay on, you know, once the live stream ends, I just want to get some more information from you, like maybe some of the addresses of these properties so I can kind of do some digging as well.
Yeah.
Courtney, in the article about the arson, states that David was living with a girlfriend named Sherry. That must have been
before the time he
was with Robin.
Yeah, the arson was before he was with her, yes.
Do you know Sherry?
Not closely, just kind of in passing.
Be curious to see what she has to say about David. Kylie says, I love you, Coda. I have a staff meeting. If this is still going, I will pop back on. You guys are coming up with all kinds of questions. Oh, I should say that Jeff was sick tonight, so he's not available to be here. So obviously, we hope that he feels better soon. I'm just trying to do double duty now, and he's usually the comments guy. So Kimberly Zanotti says, just tuning in, are they all Mainers?
Yes, all from Maine.
Yep.
Well, originally in Maine. Like I said, my dad, my brother, and my brother's wife were the ones that ventured out of the state.
James Mike says, we just want to say thank you for helping us out to Colin's story out there. Get his story out there. Thank you, James, for reaching out. Cheyenne Judkin says, I'm late. Oh, so I guess I should read these before I just throw them on. Cheyenne, hopefully you're pregnant. That was not okay. All right, so Courtney says this. It was right around when he was charged with the arson. Ari Swan says the arson happened way before he was charged. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals Service around the same time he was actually charged, convicted of the arson. Huh. So we have to figure out what all that is.
So yeah, I never heard about the U.S. Marshal arrest.
Oh, so we got a sighting possibly. Susan Cox says, I believe I saw Colin in Tom Bangor a few years ago. Unfortunately, I can't remember date or specific year. It was before COVID. I was helping serve a meal in Pickering Square. He would have had a long, dark colored coat on. I don't even know why I remembered seeing him. Susan, did you report that sighting or did you realize that he was missing at the time? Is there any chance, like, have you guys gone to check in with like homeless shelters in the area, share his photo, maybe talk to them, see if they've seen someone that matches his description?
No, we haven't. My brother wouldn't, he would rather beg to a family member for help than go to a homeless shelter.
Not really. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I think
he's kind of a little bit of a germaphobe. So like his anxiety, everything just wouldn't allow him to do stuff like that.
Okay. So that's an interesting fact about him. Kyle Cott says, I think he was arrested for a drug offense in Arizona. Gotcha. But the disappearance happened in Arizona. Absolutely not. No. Let me pull up those slides again. So So Cole disappeared from, allegedly his stepfather had dropped him off at the Brewer Auditorium or Brewer Civic Center. That was one story. Another story was he was dropped off another location in the Brewer area. Supposedly he had dropped him off with a bunch of his stuff and that Cole was moving out and moving on. According to stepdad. Oh, this is my wife. She must have seen the late comment I said. Let's see. PJ says, Marie is unfortunately sleeping. She works at 3:30 a.m., but I'll tell her when I talk to her to watch the video. Thank you, PJ. PJ, your brother?
No, that's my uncle's ex-wife.
Oh, okay. Cole knew that I lived in Brewer and that Marie lives with me. He would have reached out if he was in the area. Yeah, you're probably right. All right, so thank you, Jackie. The site has incorrect info. The Maine State Police Major Crimes North Unit are now in charge of the case, so any tips need to go to them. Detective is Dane Austin. Thank you. Let me move on to that slide then. So what do you guys, as a family, have you guys discussed Cole's disappearance and your thoughts and theories?
Yeah, every once in a while when we get together, we all kind of put our twist on what we believe has happened.
So what is the consensus with the family?
We all believe that my father is heavily involved in his disappearance.
Did Cole and your dad get along well? Like, what was their relationship like?
I mean, they didn't not get along, but they weren't like super close.
So they, now he lived with your dad, right? And that's his stepfather.
Right, yeah.
What was the dynamics of the house at the time?
At which time?
Well, when he went missing, who else was in the home with Cole? Was it just David and Cole?
And it would have been, I believe at the time, my brother Adrian and his wife were also living with my dad.
Okay. But have you talked to Adrian about the case and what is he
saying? No, I haven't talked to my brother in just about as long as I haven't talked to my dad. Him and I had a falling out because my dad and I had a falling out.
So if Cole did disappear at the hands of your father, what do you think the motive might have been? Was there any like life insurance policy that you're aware of or anything like that?
Oh, no, we all kind of believe that my dad also may have played a hand in my mom's death. My opinion, I think that my brother may have overheard something or found something about what had actually had happened.
Oh, wow. PJ Ari, she really, really enjoyed having him there. Oops. Sorry. Courtney says, Jackie, weren't you looking for this for his last known phone number? Christy Renee says, have these suspicions been brought to the police? I actually believe the police view him suspect, correct?
Yeah. I know some type of involvement. Questioned quite a few times. His story has changed a few times. I know that when I've spoken to the fire marshal about the arson case, I've conveyed my suspicions as well.
Callie, this is a good point, too. There's been too much death around David for him not to have something to do with it all.
Right, and that's a really big thing for all of us. It's just too coincidental for him not to possibly have played a part.
So talk about, like, your mom. And then who are the other two people? Was it Rick? Who was that again? So it was your mom, Colin, and then who were the other two people? It was, I forget the names that.
Robin,
thank you. So there's four people directly around your dad that all of a sudden like have these tragic accidents and disappearances, and it's interesting that kind of follows him around if he had anything to do with it. I think the sense that's what makes me feel his dad's involved just with all the death seeing people around him. Have you ever confronted him, your father?
No, I haven't spoken to my dad since shortly after my mom passed. I ended up moving out to live with some friends because him and I just weren't getting along.
Christy, Renee, you'll have to go back and watch this again, but what was the circumstances of mom's passing? They ruled her death a suicide, which there was something that happened like a week or two prior that seemed like it was something more to that. Courtney Mead, is there any theory about why he may have hurt Kirk?
Again, my opinion is, you know, it's kind of the same along the same lines as my brother. He may have overheard something or may have pressed my dad about his daughter's passing, because there was a lot of weird details about that one.
Do you know if your dad has ever taken a lie detector test on Cole's case or any of the other cases?
As far as I know, he hasn't.
Actually, Kimberly, is over a year before he was reported missing. Christy says, so he was never dropped off, most likely.
That's our belief, yeah.
That's what it's looking like, right? Like, there's never anyone in the Bangor area that said they saw him soon after he allegedly was dropped off. It's not any homeless shelters or anything like that. Like, did he actually get dropped off? So Christy's your mom, correct?
Yes.
So Christy passed away in 2013, Arson 2015, Robin in 2019, 6 months later in 2019. She thinks those dates are somewhat correct, but roughly. So within your brother disappeared in 2017. So really in like a 6 year period, that's four people that died or gone missing around your dad.
Right.
Are you able to talk about your dad? What was your dad like as a child, growing
up? I had a great childhood growing up. Before like all the facts were coming out and everything, I was like my dad's family. I didn't suspect anything, you know. My dad was great growing up.
So he's pretty involved with you guys and.
Yeah, as much as he could.
I think you mentioned those might have been falling out. Oh no, what was falling out reason? Weren't getting along about what?
I had moved out and he wasn't too happy or accepting of the fact that I didn't want to live with him anymore. And then as time went on, I started trying to question him and fight him on some of the facts and everything about my mom. And some of the, you know, like the fire and everything else that had happened. And eventually we just got into a fighting match over the phone and I hung up and said that was enough.
What specifically made you think that he might be involved? I mean, besides like obviously now with all these other things going on, but in 2013 or soon after, what made you think that he had some sort of involvement with her death?
I didn't really suspect anything for a while, just kind of getting over the initial shock. But it was just the manner in which she passed. That was never my mom's vocabulary. My mom never would have done that. And then, yeah, as time went on, I was...
Who found her? Was he the one that found her and reported her?
Yeah.
Sherry says, Cole lived with his grandmother, and she always told me that she strongly believes David had something to do with Christie's death. Do you know if the police department looked at any camera footage at the complex or at the auditorium?
I have no idea. Like I said, my aunt is the one who's mainly in direct contact with the law enforcement.
So I will say that most hard drives only keep things for like a month and a half, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months if you're lucky. So if it's a year later, chances are there wasn't any video footage left. Is there any video last known area he was, or yeah, that's what we kind of, we just talked about. Sorry, I'm trying to read these, talk to him and move these slides around. So Kyle says, I believe Kirk confronted David about Robin's death. Kyle, if you wouldn't mind reaching out to Dakota, maybe offline afterwards, just to tell what you might know about that. Because if Kirk confronted David about Robin's death, then it's a good reason why I might, you know, fall down a set of stairs while David's there.
Right. You know, that's a belief that we have, that he was questioning him, and it just, he got too close to the truth, maybe, and, you know, we believe that Dad lashed out at him.
And again, I know that you necessarily haven't been involved that much with the police department. It's more your aunt, but do you know if they ever track David's phone and pings?
I don't know about tracking his phone, but I do know on the, the night previous. So Robin's car was found that day, that previous night, early morning. There used to be an old recycling center a little bit down the road from where my dad was living. And they have him on a security camera walking from where the car was found back towards his house.
Oh, wow. So that could be, I mean, that's huge. Tammy says, is there any bank or internet activity? So the last social media post from Cole was January 25th, 2017. So I think that's when they've officially listed his disappearance. And that was just a conversation with a former coworker from New York. Danielle says, serial behavior. Yeah, I mean, it's possibly multiple deaths involved here. I almost feel like the first death, obviously, well, I feel that he may have been involved with your mom's death. And then as people start catching on or questioning him, then all of a sudden they have to be removed, right? It's kind of what it seems right. Like.
That's what we're thinking happened.
What does your dad do for work?
My dad is disabled. He used to work as an electrician on boats. And then he got in a couple rollover accidents and broke his back. So, I mean, he still did like odd jobs here and there, you know, handyman stuff. But last I knew, he wasn't holding a job and just collecting disability.
Gotcha. Ari Swan says, this requires a subpoena and the police aren't doing too much to get that. How do you feel the police investigation is going with your brother's case?
It really doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. I know my aunt, you know, unfortunately she wasn't able to get on. It sucks a little bit. She was more focused with the police. But yeah, it doesn't really seem like he's getting the attention warranted and deserved to his case versus others.
Yeah, you really have to pinpoint them down to say if they suspect foul play or not. Like, I mean, to me it feels like it's a no-brainer, but I don't have access to as much information as they do, right? Courtney says, is he known to use drugs? So I'm not sure what she's talking about, but did your dad use drugs?
Neither one of them. I've never known them to do any. Okay. I know my dad was on, last time he was on quite a few medications for, you know, health reasons and stuff like that.
Well, this is good information too, Todd. Thank you. since I'm sure Kurt confronted David of Robin's death. It was 2 or 3 days after a meeting with state police that he died. Where's his father now? He's in Arizona, he believes. Was he married before your mom?
I don't believe so. But yeah, last I knew, he was in Arizona. And then I guess my uncle had reached out to my brother, Adrian, a while back. And he said that they were in New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not really sure where they're located now.
Stephanie Cushman, yes, we actually talked about that earlier. She said, didn't Christy have some sort of accident, head injury sometime prior to her passing? So allegedly, was it a week you said before her passing?
Yeah, it was about a week before. She was allegedly sleepwalking through our living room, walked out onto the back steps and slipped on the ice and smashed her head on a garden paver, like the board of the garden with.
So let me ask you, I mean, you've known your mom a long time at that point, right? Had she ever been known to sleepwalk?
No, I've never known my mom to sleepwalk, or really anybody in our family to sleepwalk.
Did your mom ever confide in you maybe about abuse at all? Or did you witness any by your dad?
No, my parents, you know, whenever they would have like an argument or disagreement, they tried to go behind like closed doors and do it privately. So it was in front of us kids.
Your uncle says they won't tell her anything about his case because she's not his parent. Oh, good. So not good, but Terry, I just answered that, or just asked that same question. Was the parents' relationship abusive?
Yeah, no, nothing that we had ever seen.
She supposedly fell off the porch. Do you know if anyone's spoken with Robin's sister?
I do not. I wasn't around, so I didn't really meet that, any of her family or anything.
And I got to say, Dakota, I really appreciate you trying to answer these questions. I know that some of these are not things that you know much about. And I'm sure it's tough. First, I'll sit here and talk about your missing brother and your mom's death and everything. And I just want to say once again how proud I am of you. You're fighting for justice for your brother, and I know it's hard, so I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you as well, trying to, you know, help get his story out there, and maybe we can find out what actually really happened to him.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Alan Cross, did David do any hunting or hiking? Any known favorite areas you would like to go by chance?
Growing up, we did a lot of hunting all around the area, really. My dad grew up in the same area, so he's been all over. He knows the area quite well.
Your uncle said the same thing. This is what he told me, that my sister was sleepwalking and hit her head. So, James, you knew your sister a long time as well. Did you ever see her ever sleepwalk? Do you know what prompted his move to Arizona?
Everybody finding out more and more information, so he just kind of wanted to get away from it, I think.
Right. You said you don't believe he's working right now, so it's not like he's going to Arizona for a job.
Right. Well, that, and also I believe my brother Adrian's wife Kristen, I don't know if that was the reason they moved out there, but I know she was teaching out there when they got there.
Courtney asked a question. I'm not going to post on here, Courtney, because I agree. I don't know if we really want to talk about that, but I'm sure there's a somewhat thorough investigation by the police department when your mom passed away. They collect evidence, but that was a closed case now, right? They're saying that it was suicide.
Yeah.
End of story.
That's what they're saying.
So no evidence of like bruises of self-defense or anything like that?
Right. What the report says and what I was able to see that day, they don't really coincide with what I believe happened.
You know, and if we can get some pressure on them to look closer at your brother's case, maybe they can reopen that case as well. And the other two cases, Robin and... the newspaper article regarding Robin's death states that her car exploded and burned with her in it on her way to work, found on a road she normally did not take to work. And David's an electrician. Yeah, we talked about that earlier too. You know, that's not out of the realm possibility, Ari, that he, you know, set her car up to fail and burn. Terry, thank you. That's a good idea. Dakota, and it might have more strength coming from you, but Shannon Moss is a spokesperson for the Maine State Police. If you email her, she's most likely going to reach right back out to you and respond. Be nice to get the state police on record as to what they're thinking.
Yes, it really would.
Has the property he was last seen on been searched or the vehicle checked as well?
Last I knew, I really don't know if they thoroughly checked that property or not. And then last I knew, he had sold a car that he had at the time.
Was the hospital, did they show any concern about domestic violence when she showed up with a head injury?
I don't know. I wasn't there at the hospital. She was kind of in and out a lot, so they didn't really want a lot of family there. Because I mean, you could drop a pin from a mile away and it would cause her excruciating pain. So they just wanted to have a rest for a while.
And Jackie, she's the investigator working on the case as well. In my investigation, I found a lot of answers to all these questions. Not to do a shameless plug, but I am publishing a short piece on Cole on December 14th. And I'm doing a series that will aim to answer the more complicated questions. So if any of you have firsthand information and I have not reached out to you yet, please put me on the missing colon Cole James Ari page. Yeah, we covered that earlier. There is a missing page. And Jackie's an investigative reporter. So she has the experience. I'm just a guy with a microphone. So I'm sure she can find more answers than I can. Sorry to hear about this missing person. Thank you, Tammy. David is Cole's stepdad. Who is his biological father?
I'm not sure. I don't know if my uncle or any of the other family that might be watching might know the answer to that one.
So Cole's dad wasn't involved then?
Right. His biological father, I don't believe he was ever involved.
Do you know if his dad knows that he's missing?
I don't know.
Good question, growing Terry.
Up, I don't even know who his biological father is.
Why hasn't the father been extradited to Maine and charged? Good question. Well, I mean, they probably need to build a case.
Well, he has been charged with the arson. I just don't know what's happened since being charged with that. I know after his court date, the fire marshal came and talked to me asking if I knew where he was. So I don't know if he maybe posted bail and skipped out on it or what had actually happened from it.
So Dakota, this might be something you can do. Reach out to the hospital and ask them for her medical records, you know, especially of that time a week before she passed away, because Ari says they're actually supposed to ask a bunch of questions about do you feel safe at home, as part of every routine triage, especially to women. That's a really interesting question. Her medical notes and records will not be released to anyone but next of kin.
Right. Even if they had asked my mom, though, she was a very... She liked to keep her private life, so I don't believe she really would have truthfully answered those. I do know that before she passed, she was talking with one of our cousins, Sarah. They had became pretty close as her son and I grew up together. That she did I don't know if she actually filed for it or not, but she was talking with Sarah about filing for divorce against my dad. And that's what, like, really full on kicked the suspicion that maybe he had something to do with it.
How soon before she fell and then the suicide, did that happen? Do you know?
From what Sarah was telling me, it wasn't long after.
PJ says, thank you, Dakota. I love you and the family so much, and I pray every day that we find anything that will give us answers. I'll never stop. Thank you, PJ. Do you think he had life insurance policy on Robin? Or anything that you know of?
I mean, that I don't know.
Thank you, Courtney. I actually meant to ask this as well. Are Robinson Kirk's cases both closed as, like, accidental deaths?
I believe they are both closed, but I could be wrong.
Lighting Their Way Home. They do awesome work as well. Hey, hello. Thank you for telling us your brother's story. Share to my community wall. Todd said Robbins is a cold case, so they do suspect foul play, that one looks like. And then he also says Kirk is not a murder investigation. Wow, I'm trying to catch up, guys. I wonder why he sold the vehicle. Was it old or new or okay? Wonder where it is if they didn't search it thoroughly. So he sold his vehicle that he took or that he dropped
right, coal yeah, off. Yeah, he had like a Subaru Outback looking type of vehicle. And then last I knew he had sold that before going out to Arizona.
It was 5 days from my sister's fall to her death. So less than a week. She has a major injury where she sleepwalks and falls outside to her death. Oh, thank you, Jackie. Kirk's is closed as accidental. Robbins is inactive and death undetermined. Jeez, I feel like they could get these cases reopened. Courtney, even if she didn't answer truthfully to domestic violence questions, the records should state what they suspected for a case or a cause and if they had concerns and the extent of injuries. So I wonder if that is something you could do, Dakota, try to reach out to get your mom's records.
All right, I'm definitely going to have to look into that.
It's pretty sad, right? Like, we got to be citizen detectives and try to figure this out and help get.
Yeah, no, definitely. Very discouraging into law enforcement. But yeah, I don't believe that my mom actually fell off. Just based on like the aftermath of like seeing from, you know, the back door going into her bedroom, where she was laying on her bed in like her bathroom, the scene afterward, like after she had been taken to the hospital, it doesn't follow that story.
Yeah. Kimberly Nadi says, how long after Cole went missing did David sell his car and move to Arizona?
I don't think it was long after that the report was made that my dad had moved to Arizona.
Really? So like within a month or two of him being filed as missing person, he leaves the state.
Right. I mean, I know it wasn't much long after, probably within a year of my brother going missing, he was out in Arizona.
Courtney says, just mean that falling and being pushed would do different amounts of damage.
Right, yeah. So, like, in Kurt's case, that, yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the report was on that.
Should be able to get the case reopened somehow if you can get her records. Like, definitely, and I know it's a lot of work, but if you can talk to the police department, get these records, give it to them, show them these things. I mean, again, it sucks that you got to do the work. David had a jury trial because he forged signature and stole $2,500 the day he died. An estimated 30 minutes from when he died, David had a key to his house. The family believes Kirk confronted Dave about Robin's death. Wow, Jackie. So he stole $2,500.
Yeah,
so
all these little things building up to why we all suspect him having a part in all of it.
Laying the way home, the autopsy needs to be re-looked at. Agreed. It's worth getting a PI to start from day one. Kelly says, Jackie Fulton, this just keeps getting crazier. Why would he pick Arizona? Do you know?
Again, that's where I'm not sure if they just decided to move out there before my brother's wife had gotten a job, or if that was the reason they chose Arizona, because she found a teaching job out there.
Do you know if he's, well, no, because you haven't talked to him in years now, right? So you don't know if he's right. any type of relationships out there or not. Does he have Facebook or any social media that you know of?
No, last I knew he had taken his Facebook down.
Terry says, what can we do to help this family? I think step one is just sharing Cole's story, getting his face out there, pressuring the police department to do their job and try to figure this out. Like, yeah. So this case is so much deeper than I even realized when I first started talking to you. And I can see that a lot of times on my Facebook page, I'll make posters and create like timestamps. I can see, like, in my head, your father next to all these different people and have a poster that gets circulated. It's unbelievable. James says, it's work that I'm going to do. Can you get me the Maine State Police email that is on his case? I can send that over to you, Mike. Or James, I'm sorry. Tammy says, I'm an advocate for missing and murdered at least 13 to 15 years because I know a friend's gone missing and one case remains found. So I started being in groups and watched a lot of true story stuff. Evil lives here. YouTube stories about stories like this. I post up posters of missing, too sad about all these people missing, and also some cases people passed away. PJ says, share his story. Someone may know something. Yeah, just share it with your friends. Like I was saying in the beginning, we had like 55 people on here at one point. If those 55 people have 100 friends, which a lot of them have more than that on Facebook, you share it on your page. You like the Missing Colin Airy page. Now I'm going to remember what it is. Yeah. Colin, sorry. Missing Cole James Airy page. Have you guys thought about creating a GoFundMe account to get a private investigator?
Recently, I have been thinking about that. Because I really do think we need not necessarily a different pair of eyes, but maybe a fresh pair of eyes to look into everything.
For someone that's dedicated to the case, right?
Right.
Because things happen every single day, and these officers are not necessarily due to lack of wanting to help, but they just are backed up with their paperwork and stuff as well. So good idea, Terry. I highly suggest you guys maybe start doing something like that. Tim says, also wonder if you can get private investigator to find him as well, or please do a check again. Courtney says, Sounds like the family doesn't know Cole's friends real well. Would it be worth trying to backtrack and contact other friends he may have spoken to?
I know that. I was just going to say that. I know that once the missing persons report was filed, they went through his Facebook and like all the people he talked to the most, they reached out to all of them to find out when they had last seen or talked to him. I just personally haven't reached out to them to get their side of it either.
Yeah, I'm trying to do all this on my own here. Someone just asked for a link to the page, so I just put that in the chat. Yes, Lori. Private detectives can find out more than the police sometimes. You said I would donate to helping, and I think a lot of people would. So yeah, so we're just a step below 48 hours, but she says maybe someone should talk to 48 hours. Typically, the state has a thing where they don't allow outside agencies to come in and investigate things. They block it all the time. So many of these cases that I cover, they won't let like 48 hours or I'm trying to think of the different true crime shows that I watch, like the investigative shows. They won't let them come in and cover any of these cases. So you can certainly try to reach out, but usually they'll say that you're interfering with an ongoing investigation, not let you bring them in. Ari says, Cole was a painfully shy kid who got bullied pretty relentlessly right up until the very last year or two of high school when he played in band, I think, in drama club, and just kind of finally made some friends. And then he left to study fashion in New York, changed his name to Cole, and I think kind of started himself a new life a little bit. I cannot stress enough this one specific case where it's not weird that he was not reporting for so long. Yeah,
right. That's right. He would contact us, you know, when he had the time, but he was mainly focused on, he really wanted to build a life for himself in New York, and that's what he was really focused on.
Sherry says, last time I saw him, he was walking out of the Jewett School in Bucksport, Maine. I'm trying to remember which year that was.
Yeah, while he was living in Bucksport, he was a substitute for the school system.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. I actually meant to talk about that. So he worked as a substitute teacher?
Yeah.
Do you know how he, like, is that something he wanted to do, or is it just a job for him? Like, was he a...
I don't know if it was necessarily something he would want to do, but I know he enjoyed it for the time being. When my mom was still around while he was subbing, he would do... Because my mom was a special ed director, or teacher, so he would help her a lot in her classrooms with her special needs kids.
All right. Is there anything else you want the viewers and listeners to know before we go?
Just, you know, I hope that everyone can get his story out there and maybe someone can remember something or know someone that does, and we can shed a lot of light on his story and really bring us all some closure.
I was going to give out the state police phone number, but I was trying to figure out, because it's Troop E, I believe, that covers that area. See, you can contact the Maine State Police Major Crimes Unit if you have any tips or know anything about what happened to Cole James Airy at 207-973-3750. Dick, thank you so much for joining us. I know a lot of these questions were hard, but I think it's important that people hear the story. Hopefully we got viewers that are willing to help out, and you know, if there's anything we can do to help you, I certainly will do whatever I can.
No, we definitely appreciate you reaching out to cover a story that's definitely going to get it out there to a lot more people and hopefully reach someone that can shed some light.
Jackie says, I know where David is. I spoke to him, but I can't make it public where at the moment. Jackie, is he in state or out of state? Just give us that. Lori says all roads lead to David. Jackie says thank you, Dakota, for talking to Travis. I know that was hard. I look forward to speaking with you. Let's see. I think that's. Oh, well, there you go. Your dad's in the state. Prudy, thank you for watching the show again. Whoops, where did she go? Dakota, if you have an accent, are you suicidal? I'm not sure.
In the report, I think their thinking on it was she was just in too much pain from the head injury.
So that's why they think that she did that?
Right, yeah. That's why they think that suicide was why she did it. It was just too much pain. I know that literally, you made any noise in the house, it, you know, sent her tears running down her face because of so much pain.
Oh my gosh. Prudy says, again, you guys rock. Thanks for all you do for the missing. Thank you, Prudy. Tammy says, thanks for picking up about your story. Prayers for answers and Cole as well. Be found and not missing. He just says, thank you for doing this. I'm going to share the video as much as possible. Yeah, guys, again, if you can not only share this, but share Cole's missing person poster. Follow the Facebook page they've created for Cole. Wife just said this is so important. Absolutely. The more eyes on this case, the better. And Dakota, if you decide you want to start a GoFundMe page to try to help, you know, get a PI or even a reward, there's no reward for anything about Cole yet, right?
No, there's not.
And Courtney asked, when the video ends, can we still share and rewatch? Yes, absolutely. Sherry, this is probably pretty wise advice. Protect yourself, Dakota, now that you know he's in state. Thank you for giving that information, Jackie. It's good to know that. Do you think your dad's watching this?
I don't know.
Was he on social media at all that you know of?
I know he had a Facebook page, but I think that was more of something my mom created just to kind of have a stockpile of photos and stuff. But I know shortly after she passed, he deleted both her Facebook and his.
Oops, not sure why that came up. All right, thank you so much again. If there's anything I can do to help you guys, please don't hesitate to ask. I may try to reach out to you after this gets over with also, and kind of go over some things that I think we can do to help you. Oh, someone just said something. There was a fake account commenting on missing page the other day. Huh, wonder what that was. Sherry says, I'm so sorry for the pain you're going through. Prayers to you and that he will be found. All right, Dakota, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, try to have a good night and reach out if I can help you, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for watching.